occasions some risky speech against their government once in a blue moon. It is also for those who might not know about some of the little-known vulnerabilities in their favorite anonymous software programs. In the end, you just might learn there's a vast difference between anonymity and privacy. Let's start with the basics. I'll just put this out there so you know the weight of the privacy situation entirely. As of 2014, you are always being tracked on the internet in just about every way you can imagine. Search engines, cookie managers, download managers, and everything you do online has the potential to make someone somewhere a lot of money. Most of the time, this is because laser-targeted advertising is extremely profitable. The more they know about your habits, the more money they make. How? Simple. If they know more about your fears, your likes and dislikes, and how and where you spend your money, they can deliver targeted advertising to you. Laser-targeted advertising. That means more power for them, less for you. Now, advertising in and of itself is not such a bad thing, but neither is a loaded gun sitting on top of the fridge. By itself, it can do nothing. However, it is the method of execution that defines its usefulness. If you type any medical search term into a major search engine, such as Google, Yahoo, or Bing, soon enough you'll start to see targeted ads. If you search for how to cure a hangover, you might not see anything right away, since hangovers generally don't last that long. However, if you were to type how to cure herpes, you will likely be typing variations of that sentence over the course of a few weeks or months, since it's not an easy condition to treat. Eventually, you would see pay-per-click ads start to manifest themselves in your search engine results in the top corners. These ads might be selling all manner of snake oil remedies for the cure of herpes, or they might be referrals to medical specialists. The bottom line is this. Why do they think you have this disease? The answer is because you repeatedly typed it into the search engine over the course of days or months. Over the course of a year, how much do you reveal about your medical history and identity to your favorite search engine? Do you ever wish you could keep this information private? They like to bubble your identity based on how you search, the time between searches, the time of day, your country, your area. With the help of a very specific item in your internet portfolio called an IP address, they can even find out where you live, who your ISP is, and chart a course right to your very doorstep. With the help of Google Maps and a whole plethora of other mapping applications, this can potentially lead to some very annoying and or embarrassing situations. Do you think this information would be valuable to door-to-door salesmen? Or perhaps a company that sends out mailed advertisements? Of course. But first things first, let's briefly say a word about the difference between privacy and anonymity, since many would-be geeks confuse the two. They are not the same thing. Not by a long shot. Anonymity and privacy. The differences. While we shouldn't waste time splitting hairs here, it's probably a good idea to distinguish between the terms privacy and anonymity. The two terms are not really as interchangeable as you think. Let's say you have Firefox running and you're working from home with a direct connection to your ISP. You don't want anyone knowing what you're doing, so you select the Private Mode tab in Firefox. This disables cookies and inhibits the ability to store any remembered websites, unless you choose to do so. However, this privacy only goes so far. It does nothing for the IP address problem we discussed earlier. Search engines still see it, as does your internet service provider. Both entities know which sites you visit and for how long based on your IP address. In short, they can see everything. Your wife can't, however. This is why the privacy mode in web browsers were built. To keep the sites you visit private and out of public view. Is this privacy enough for your needs? You certainly have some level of privacy, but anonymity is another matter.